This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're visiting with Dr. Paul Napper, who leads a management psychology practice. His client list includes Fortune 500 companies, nonprofits, universities, and startups. He is co-author of The Power of Agency, The 7 Principles to Conquer Obstacles, Make Effective Decisions, and Create a Life on Your Own Terms. And Dr. Napper, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Well, thanks very much for having me, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
And the pleasure is all ours. Thanks for your time as well. So, Dr. Napper, what inspired you to write this book, The Power of Agency?
Well, what inspired me and my co-author, Dr. Anthony Rao, to write this book is we were each seen in our respective practices, and he works with families and with kids as a psychologist. I work, as you said, in the business world. We were both seen in our practices mounting levels of what people were reporting as overwhelmed, feeling anxious. And so we started putting our heads together to think about what was actually occurring. And also, we were noticing the effects of all this overwhelm. And the primary effect was it was affecting people's decision-making. People were not able to think clearly. They felt they weren't making the best choices in their lives. So I wrote this book to try to get underneath that whole phenomenon of why we are so overwhelmed right now in our society, and what the effects of all that overwhelm are on us, and how to get out from underneath that, and how to solve for it, how to take some actions in your own life to help you improve and move away from all of that.
Certainly sounds like a powerful resource, no doubt. Now, let's take this even further. What is agency for those that don't know what it is, and why does it even matter?
Yeah, it's a great point. I like to say to people that agency is probably the most important thing you've never heard of. Agency concerns our capacity as human beings to assess ourselves and our situation and make good choices. And agency has been talked about in academic circles for decades, by psychologists and philosophers and sociologists, and debating, how much agency do people really have, which is to say, how capable are people of really engaging in truly independent thought and action? And also, of course, how to develop this, which is the more important thing, which is what we wrote the book about. So our thesis essentially is that, one of the things that all this anxiety and overwhelm has affected is our level of agency, our capacity to make good choices, in our lives. And so, a lot of people aren't aware of this. They're not aware of the elevated levels of anxiety in our culture. And we have robust data that supports this. And they're also not fully aware of the cost of that and the effect it's having on them. So we wrote this book to try to help people, grab hold of this and not fall victim to, what's going on in the wider culture, sort of grab control of themselves, of their thinking, of their behavior, and develop in the process, develop greater levels of personal agency.
Of course, everyone's familiar with mindfulness. How is agency different than mindfulness?
That's a great question, Eric. They're not unrelated. They're not the same thing. But mindfulness has to do with a set of practices that help you to be more fully present in the moment. So these are practices that help you in various ways, through meditation, yoga. There's lots of other ways as well to work on mindfulness that help you just get more in the moment, more grounded, more centered. Feeling more healthy and able to control your attention. So mindfulness facilitates agency when we are more mindful, as, which is to say, we're more in the fully present in the moment in our lives. We have higher levels of agency, meaning we are better able to assess our circumstances and make good choices based on that assessment. So mindfulness is something we recommend as one, just one thing that can be helpful in building higher levels of personal agency in your life. But they're not entirely, you know, they're not entirely the same thing, but they, again, they do have a relationship.
Certainly do appreciate your input and clarifying the differences there. Today we are with Dr. Paul Napper, who leads a management psychology practice, and he is the co-author of The Power of Agency, The Seven Principles to Conquer Obstacles, Make Effective Decisions, and Create a Life on Your Own Terms. And he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, what role does agency play in one's work and home life?
Well, agency, again, is our capacity to reflect on, you know, where we are in our lives. It's also has to do with our level of self-awareness about, you know, what are our personal values, what are the things we're most interested in. So people with higher levels of agency, you know, they're more apt to from a career standpoint, to pursue work that's more in keeping with their interests and their values. So people with higher levels of agency, you know, in general live more meaningful lives. They actually are doing what they really want to be doing, the things that that really are, again, most meaningful to them personally. And in relationships, agency has a lot to do with the health of our relationships, because when we make better choices as people, our relationships improve. So, you know, relationships have challenging moments in them, to be sure. Some relationships are just downright unhealthy, and we need to take appropriate action in those situations to either, you know, either improve on that relationship or exit from it. So agency helps us with that whole process, again, of making sense of our situation in life, and allowing us to make better choices. In the current context, you know, with the coronavirus crisis we're dealing with, agency plays an enormous role in how we are able to make sense of what we're dealing with now in this radically changed world, and also in to prioritize, you know, what we really need to focus on most right now, and what we need to, you know, kind of move to the bottom of the list and focus less on. So people with higher levels of agency have a bit more flexibility in how they approach life. And again, you know, agency informs all the choices we make. So in the current context, with the crisis we're dealing with, the choices we're making on an individual level are really, really important. First and foremost, of course, you know, we want to keep ourselves safe and our loved ones safe. Agency dictates that we need to start with trying to get or maintain a clear mind. So how do we maintain a clear mind? One of the key ways, believe it or not, it's rather simple to maintain a clear mind, is get some amount of physical movement. Don't stay stuck in a sedentary place, particularly sitting around watching too much news on television can really leave a person feeling paralyzed and stuck. So move your body. Get up. Take a walk, whether it's indoors, outdoors. And also, you know, back to mindfulness we talked about, learn how to breathe in a healthier way. Breathe more deeply. Take some practice breaths. Simply doing some of these physical things can actually calm you down and help you maintain a clearer mind and make better decisions. And that's fundamentally the goal, because in so many ways, each and every one of us is truly the sum total of all the decisions we make over the course of our lives. And right now, with this looming crisis, the choices we make are going to have, you know, very real consequences. So again, first order of business is to maintain a clear mind, or get a clear mind if your mind isn't clear. And then, you know, the second thing is, you know, we do know about this crisis is social distancing works. And so people are saying, well, okay, why does it work? You know, learn a bit more about it, why it works, why it's helpful, why all experts on pandemics recommend it, and then try some new behaviors that are consistent with social distancing. Stay home more, cook for yourself. If you don't remember how to cook, and a lot of people don't, you know, start, you know, bone up on it. Learn a bit more about how to cook. Most importantly, you know, catching up on rest and sleep. We are a sleep-deprived nation. We've known this for years. This is a time to take better care of your immune system, get the rest and the sleep you need. And then lastly, use technology, you know, to your advantage. If you're going to use, you know, FaceTime, Zoom, Skype, you know, put together, you know, small groups of people that you want to socialize with and use technology to do that, to stay connected, because we're all going to develop some cabin fever through this social distancing practice, but we do actually, you know, have some technology available to us that keeps us connected to other people, and we need that. We're social creatures, and agency requires us to be connected to other people. So isolation is different from social distancing. We can engage in social distancing without necessarily fully isolating ourselves. So that's another important thing for your listeners to understand. The other thing is getting out in nature. It's very important to us to get out in nature. Where I live in Boston, I'm seeing a lot of people outside walking, jogging, you know, keeping some social distance, keeping, you know, at least 6 feet from other people. But people are outdoors getting out more than I've seen in a while. And that's a good thing, because getting into natural environments actually decreases some of the chronic stress and worry that we're all carrying around. So please, you know, get outdoors. It actually improves the quality of our problem solving and our decision making. So get outside at least a couple times a day. Work on your breathing while you're walking. Imagine just releasing some of the stress that's pent up inside. And then the final thing I'd want to share with your listeners through this crisis is you know, limit your exposure to television news, titrate it, watch for an hour or two, and then turn it off. Take in news through other sources, listen to the radio, read. Don't take in too much information via television. It's too stimulating. It makes people more anxious, and it will interfere with your decision-making. So, you know, listening to a podcast, you know, listening to your show, your program, for example, these are nice ways to take in good quality information. And, of course, pay attention to where you're getting your information from. Don't be getting your information from Facebook. Don't be getting it from Instagram or even Twitter. You know, get information from solid sources, and take it in a calmer way. We're always better off when we take in information more slowly and deliberately, and we're able to think about it some more, as opposed to being assaulted with it, or, you know, when it comes at us from a highly emotional place. So consider where you get your information from. So those are a few things that build agency, and also will help people in the current context as we all struggle to adapt to the threat of this virus that's upon us. And, you know, agency at the end of the day is what allows us as human beings to adapt to the circumstances we find ourselves in. And little did I know when we came out with this book that, you know, in fairly short order, we were going to be faced with an incredible adaptive challenge, seemingly from out of the blue, that we all would have to make, you know, all would have to think and make, you know, good choices for ourselves in order to navigate in a healthy way through. And so we are in that place. It is very important that we stay informed, but that we also maintain a clear mind. And that is going to help us and our loved ones to stay safe through this crisis.
Really some awesome information here. And of course, going through this crisis, it's timely information, and one certainly could put this into practice ASAP even today. So thanks so much for your insight and expertise shared here. per your perspective as well. Now, in your book, as we conclude today, you describe agency being eroded and declining in the U.S. Why is this happening? What are the consequences, and how serious a threat is it?
That's a great, great question, Eric. And, you know, we talk about just rising levels of anxiety in our nation. A lot of people aren't aware. I mean, we actually liken this to a silent epidemic of anxiety in the U.S. The World Health Organization, a couple years back, ranked the United States as the most anxious nation on earth, which is saying a lot. And, you know, for a country, you know, that's well-developed and, you know, and wealthy and overall, you know, this is a real surprise. We've Anthony and I, my co-author, have tracked data going back to the 1930s on baseline levels of anxiety of young adults in the United States. We have a really robust data set that allows us to look at that. Anxiety has been on a steady march upward in the United States, and it really has reached proportions that are shocking to most people. Just to give you an example, the average school-age child today in America carries around a baseline level of anxiety that is consistent with the levels of anxiety that child psychiatric inpatients had in the 1950s. So that's just the average school-age kid today. So we're dealing with unprecedented levels of anxiety. 20% of Americans actually have a clinical anxiety disorder diagnosis. And the thing about anxiety is it spreads. It spreads from person to person. It's socially contagious. Now, the effect this has is it interferes with our ability to keep a clear mind. It interferes with our decision-making capability. When we're afraid, when we're fearful and worried, the quality of our decision-making is affected. So that is the relationship between anxiety and agency. And that's one of the key reasons why we cite in our book the fact that agency is declining in America. And we've always been a nation that's, you know, prided ourselves on our level of agency, of our ability to move forward in our lives, to create great things, always blazing a path forward. And, you know, we are really in a place, a very different place today, where people feel challenged, to know what to do. And so we wrote this book to give people something to hold on to and say, hey, the answer to this, you have a lot of this stuff within you. It's just waiting there for you to access it and to put it into motion. And so we basically wrote this book to let people know that there are many things they can do that will assist them to limit the damage all this anxiety is having, to inoculate them from that, so to speak, and to improve the quality of their own decision-making in their lives, which is really, at the end of the day, what everybody wants and, you know, what makes the most difference in each of our lives is when we do make those good choices. So that's the relationship between, you know, that's one of the primary reasons why agency has been on the decline in the United States. And you see it. I mean, people are confused. We're highly polarized. People don't know what to think. They're whipped around by their emotions. And so we wrote this book to try to help people just kind of find their footing, get themselves onto solid ground, and again, make good choices so that they can have healthy, meaningful lives.
Dr. Napper, really appreciate your time and your visit with us here today on eHealth Radio. I'm sure listeners want to know how they can connect with you and get further details online, and where can they best pick up the book, The Power of Agency?
Absolutely. You can look us up on our website, powerofagency.com. There's a lot of information about me, my co-author, about what agency is. There's actually a small little subtest you can take that tests your level of ability on one of the seven principles of agency that we talk about in the book. So yeah, please look us up on powerofagency.com. And for all your listeners, you know, be well, make good choices, stay safe.
Absolutely on that. Again, Dr. Napper, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks again, Eric, for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Anytime, and let's do it again. We've been speaking with Dr. Paul Napper, who leads a management psychology practice and the co-author of The Power of Agency, The Seven Principles to Conquer Obstacles, Make Effective Decisions, and Create a Life on Your Own Terms. And for more information, simply visit powerofagency.com. eHealth.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.